Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your response to this survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
All right. So that'd be a yes. So are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
So thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Would you say Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independently of, like, party?
I vote for the person, and this year I'm totally upset about how things are.
All right, but thinking maybe about, like, maybe past November in the general elections, which party candidates do you tend to vote for most often, the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidates, or do you vote just independent of party?
The last two elections, and I am old, I've had a lot of them, the last two elections, unfortunately for the country, I voted against a person twice. That meant that my vote went toward another person. But one was a Republican, one was a Democrat. I vote up until Trump came along, I voted mostly Democrat. The party. And then I switched to Republican. The party that used to be called Democrats is definitely not the party of Democrats now. I don't know what to call them, but I'm calling them bad. And the Republicans should, every one of them, be so ashamed of themselves, they shouldn't even come out in public. You don't want me answering on your list, okay?
Oh, are you sure?
I'm not a happy camper.
Oh, it's all right. Let's get opinions from everyone, really. So truly, your opinions are just as valuable.
I do not relish the thought of having to vote for a person that I don't think deserves to be. I don't enjoy voting for a person who I think might work better than the guy that he's running against. I like to have an American, a free American legislation to vote for. We have not had that in some time. And if we don't all get together, God will see to it that we will pay.
All right. Well,
I'm just so angry because everybody is angry. That's not life. You don't get up in the morning planning on upsetting somebody or picking on somebody or, heaven forbid, trying to kill somebody. That is not living. And existing is not an option. I'm extremely frustrated with our legislations that are supposed to be following our American laws. The Constitution has never been stronger. Nothing essentially has changed. If the Bible is still totally accurate and alive, which it is, then the Constitution can easily still be working right and alive, and both of them are correct. Yes, there were politicians. If people would look back over the history of our elections for president, it very seldom ran smoothly, and it very seldom had exactly who we thought we wanted. But the people, we were so lucky that we had a group of people when they were writing our Declaration of Independence. It was, they knew then that words mattered. And they still do, but people don't know that anymore. If it isn't on the internet, it might as well have not happened. And our kids can't learn how to read or write because nobody's working with them. Our teachers can't teach. Thank goodness our preachers can still preach. But our politicians have sunk to the lowest I have ever seen. I've always said that I sort of hate to vote for an honest, upright citizen, because once he gets in office, he's probably not going to be able to withstand the pressures, and he's going to cave in and turn out to be just like everybody else. I firmly believe that the only reason that this nation has lasted as long as it has is the fact that the group of men that got together and wrangled and argued until they came up with our Declaration of Independence and with the Constitution that would work, and they warned us about things that probably to them sounded like an impossibility, but they covered all bases. The fact that we have internet now should not change our moral character. It should not change who we are, but it has. And all the mess that came before it has. Man will never do things right because we are human. But God's laws still work. His line of reasoning, which we aren't supposed to understand, if you totally believe, then you get a better idea. And it plainly states that you will not understand until you believe. We should all take that and use it in our daily lives. The saying